Afghanistan's election is taking place against a backdrop of fighting, but also a backdrop of posters, rallies, websites. The upcoming presidential election has been looking oddly American. Now we can add one more element, music, aimed at rocking the vote. Here's our own Renee Montaigne, who went to a packed stadium concert in Kabul last night, starring Afghanistan's most famous singer.
There are thousands of excited fans here, and they're divided Afghan style. You're hearing the guys right now on the grass, and women up in the bleachers. But there are plenty of women and young girls ready to swoon at the sight and the sound of their musical hero, Farhad Dadian. Now, that name Farhad is kind of interesting, too, because it has a great deal of romance connected to it. Farhad is the lover in Afghanistan's own version of the story of Romeo and Juliet. But there is a serious side to this concert. Farhad Dadian is performing in a series of concerts, all free, and one of them in a rather dangerous city, Jalalabad. And he's not advocating for any particular candidate. He's just hoping to get out the vote.
I'm encouraging people through a big package, which is not only a concert or a tour, but I have new songs, patriotic songs, radio, TV, billboard, postcard, and lots of other stuff to give them the awareness, to encourage them to participate.
Most of the young men pumping their fists in the air on the soccer field are in Western dress, but some are more traditional. Al Mir is wearing a starched, foot-high turban. He's brought with him a dozen of his young friends who are from a border province in the east where the Taliban are strong. None of them are thinking about that this night. They're here for the message and the music.
The population of Afghanistan is 68% young generation. Why we should be afraid of insecurity and war? Why shouldn't we get together? We should all work for stability and peace in Afghanistan. That's why we are here.
Farhad Dadian himself fled the bloody civil war that destroyed Kabul back in the early 1990s when warlords fought over who would rule the country after the Soviets left. He didn't come back from his home in the U.S. until after the Taliban were driven out. So he has the same sense of loss and many of the same sad memories that anybody who would be here has. And he's acutely aware that this very stadium, Kabul Stadium, became infamous as the place where the Taliban conducted their public executions.
I had my first concert after the 2001 here in the same stadium. It was right after the time you mentioned. People noticed that. People felt that by their blood. They saw me singing about love and new life and giving them hope. People were crying. I'm trying to heal the painful past here.
This is one of Farhad Dadian's most popular songs, Atan. I asked him to pick some lyrics that would speak to the evening.
های با یک تن اتن کی می شود این وطن بی ما وطن کی می شود. You cannot dance the national Afghan dance alone, being one person. You need to get together, make a group to do it.
گر نباشد از تو هم این سرزمین خانه آباد من کی می شود.
If you don't feel that this land is not yours, it cannot be my
prosperous house.
Yes.
That's poetry.
Yes.
With the election barely a week away, rocking the vote here in Kabul with Afghan superstar Farhad Dadian.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.